The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Drum Foundation has its eyes set on reviving the drumming culture here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The foundation is celebrating its 14th anniversary and will be hosting a cultural art and craft expose to celebrate the anniversary. The activity will be held on September 20th at the Memorial Hall in collaboration with the Yulo Arts Center. Secretary of the Drum Foundation, James McDowell, says the foundation comprises several local drumming groups.
The SVG Drum Foundation was formed in 2012-13 September at Richmond Vale Academy. We are made up of a number of organizations throughout St. Vincent and the Grenadines, just to name a few. We are Resistance Heartbeat, Andragdo, Naked Roots, the Big Drum from Union Island, the Rose Hall Drummers, and Rhythm Minds, and also the Jim Maloney Drummers. And that's main groups that belongs to the Drum Foundation at the moment. And we are now celebrating our 13th years of existence, which we are going to have a celebration, which is a cultural activity in the month of September, on the 20th of September at Peace Memorial Hall.
McDowell says one of the main objectives of the group is to uplift the drumming culture.
The organization is basically aimed to develop the art of drumming throughout St. Vincent and the Grenadines, mainly targeting youths. They are waiting to leave our legacy, to keep the culture alive, and to edutain, as we say, we instead of entertain, we edutain persons throughout St. Vincent and the Grenadines to help develop the youths so we won't lose our cultural heritage. So one of our main focus is really on the youths. And one of the ways doing that is trying to get into the schools. So hence, the Drum Foundation is trying to raise funds in order to make ourselves appropriate so we can carry out that mandate of the organization.
McDowell says the Cultural Art and Craft Expose will be held under the theme, Hold On to Your Roots.
In terms of now with the activities, our idea was to get some of the legends in poetry and they have been carrying the art form as way back when to now. So we have persons like Darkie Williams. We have Miss Ballantyne, Marilyn Ballantyne, who is, right? And we have Marcella Dubling. And we also have Zena Lewis. All these are poets that we were going to have on the event at the time and some other prominent poets, right? We also had the drummers from the Drum Foundation. We had groups like Andragdo, and we have Resistance Heartbeats, we have Naked Roots, and we have Rose Hall Drummers, and stuff like that. Right, and we are hoping persons to support us and to be there with us and see what we, the Drum Foundation and the Yulo Arts Center, really have to offer.
Secretary of the Drum Foundation, James McDowell. Organizers say the show promises to be a unique opportunity for the public to witness all three art forms on full display, the visual arts, performing, and literary arts. I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's special report.